Hello, Alex.
Non aver ponte. Non è. Vai di. Oh, Shiva Bhagavan. Guru Gauram. Shiva Bhagavan and Guru Gauram. Giridhari. Today. We have completed our 26 days of Parikram. It is obstacle free. And today, our Parikram, first of all, went to Barsana, to Vrishabhanu Kund, and to Kritika Kund, and they are taking Archman. We went to Sakri Kaur. And there, how Krishna accepted taxes, and how the gopis took revenge, and how amongst both of the parties they had love fight, how gopis tied his shikha to the trees, and the sakhas also, they were punished, and in the end they made Krishna dressed as gopi. They put a yogurt pot on his head and they broke that pot, and everybody enjoyed laughing, joking. And then, if you will do it, will you do it again? You just fall down at Radharani's feet, then only we will leave you. Then he really fell down at her feet, and then he was spared. And thereafter, to Gahavarvan, you went, and then
Morkuti,
Vilaskar, Rangar, and Dhangar, places you went where Krishna gave charity donations. He gave Radhika ji as charity.
Radhika
ji began to cry, protest. Then he gave equal weight, equal to her weight, he gave gold and got her freed, and like this. And the Shriji Kund, in her temple you went, you had her darshan and had Harikatha. After that, Pili Pokhar, Anucha Gaon, Lalita, where marriage was, ceremony was arranged, her palace, etc. You had darshan. And then you went to Surakunj and came back. There. In Sakri Kaur, the pastimes which were performed, Damodar, what kind of pastimes were performed? Speak a little. He is asking to Rasanand Prabhu. In brief.
Oh my God.
कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द प्रियाश्री गौरवशवृन्द बोल हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम
under the guidance of Gurudev, performing our Brajmandal Parikram, today we went to Barsana. Inside of Barsana we went to Geherwan, Sankrikhor, we went. The forest which you are circumambulating, that is Gauharwan. Gauhar means deep. What is deep? Radhika's emotions, her moods are very deep. Radhika's moods are very deep, very gambhir. Where in Barsana, where there is shower of fame, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, owner of millions of universes, he takes shower in that frame of hers. But passing through Rangili Gali, the Rangili Lane, in Rangili Gali, Shyam Sundar along with Braj Gopis and Radharani, he colors them completely in his frame. And then we reach Sankrikhor. In Sankrikhor, Sankrikhor means very narrow path. It is such a path there which only one person can cross at a time. One side is Brahmachal mountain and the other side is Vishnu mountain. That is why where Brahma himself for 60,000 years performed austerities to achieve mercy of Radhaji, to achieve the service of Radhaji. He is as a mountain himself has appeared there. We were hearing there that in his heart, in Braj, he is even ready to take birth as a son to get the mercy of Radhaji. That is why Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya, he appeared in this, he accepted this because in Brahma's heart he has mood to get the service of Radhaji. And Brahmaji is the first person to whom he is giving Kam Gayatri. That is why these moods, emotions are in Brahmaji's heart. So as Brahmachal mountain, and on this side, he appears there himself, Brahmaji, and Vishnu also wants to serve Radhaji's lotus feet, and he appears there as a mountain. That mountain on the other side, the way the mountain is fair, that Radharani, like Radharani, the mountain is also fair. And this side, like Krishna, so Lakshan is this side of mountain. And in the middle is Sankrikhor, this narrow path. Krishna, one time with his cowherd boys, grazing the cows, now he has not brought today any breakfast. The Sakha said, "Oh Kanaya, we are very hungry. Please arrange something for it. To eat." Then Krishna says, "Don't worry." He brought the cowherd boys there, waiting for the gopis. The cowherd maidens, they are coming with pots of yogurt and milk on their heads. And then Shyam Sundara climbed on the mountain, took a stone and threw it at the pot. The pot got broken and the gopis took bath in the milk and yogurt. And then one gopi there are only one gopi is there, but so many sakhas. Now she is being looted, everything is being stolen. She became so embarrassed and shy at all this. And then she went to Radharani and complained. She said, And then here directly the song that I got the gopis are singing and saying that to Radharani that Nandaji's Lala is Alvela, very astonishing. He has such an astonishing form, so beautiful. And you see, you just keep admiring him. He's so beautiful, so sweet. Today he came and he threw a stone and broke my pot. Matki, what means matki pot? My flame is the matki. This matki residing in the heart, he means all my shyness, embarrassment. Breaking means, the pot means, she broke this embarrassment, shyness, and now the stream of my love started to flow. And what is this taking bath in yogurt and milk? Means they are completely drenched in love of Krishna. Oh, like this, he is behaving towards my sati, I will show him. Now, because they have behaved like this, tomorrow again they will attempt the same. So we will be hiring in the coins, and then you will see how we will teach him a lesson. Next day, same. Now, he has tasted this. Again he came to the sakhas. Now, one gopi is going alone again. Now the cowherd boys again try to capture her, kidnap her. And now she whistles, and all the gopis who are hiding around in the kunja, groups and groups of them, they come out, and not even one sakha was able to escape. They brought everybody. Somebody's shikha was bound to the tree, somebody was bound with hands to the tree. And now they begin to slap, and the sakha was saying, we don't know anything. Oh, our leader is Kanaiya. This Kanaiya told us, this black, he is your Kanaiya, your leader. Come here, bring him here. Come here. They made him dress as a woman with the skirt of the gopis, and in his ears he is wearing earrings. Yes, exactly, now he is looking like a Braj gopi. And even they gave him two, three pots of yogurt and milk on his head. And then one gopi went at a distance, threw a stone, and now Krishna is taking bath in this yogurt and milk. And hold your ears, sit down, get up. Will you behave like this with our sakis? And I began to cry, oh, I hold my ears. I'm telling you, I promise to give my word, I will never again, do like this. Braj Gopis, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is so controlled by the gopis. Just by movement of his eyebrow, millions of universe can be created or destroyed. Just by the movement of his eyebrow or just by his desire, universes can be created. But today, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, under the love of Krishna, he has come so fully controlled that he is holding his ears and his management, he is making sit-ups. Oh, I will never behave like this. So like this, in Sanskrit means, frame, this path is very narrow. Two cannot walk on this path. Means, only one person can cross at a time on this path. And the path of frame is also similarly very narrow. In that path, only with one pointed mind you can cross this path. Means, Krishna wants you give all your attention, strength, power to me, attention to me. One mana Bhagavad Bhakta, whatever you do, do it for me. Then I will liberate you from this world. If you give even a single percent of your mind, heart to somebody else, I will not liberate you. So the path of frame means 100% you should give to the shelter of Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Pancha Kalpataru.
This is one of the Jangatis, just as there's Jangati in Govardhan, so there's a Jangati called Sakari Kaur in Parsana. And just as here at Govardhan, there's a very, very narrow passageway between one type of Nath and the other. So in Parsana, going from one side to the other, there's a very narrow passageway where only one person at a time can cross. Just at the time, like at the time of death, one has to be alone. So this praying loving pastimes with Krishna enhances at this passageway. Krishna comes to plunder the yogurt and butter of the gopis. So what is that plundering? He's always plundering their hearts, which are full of love and stealing all of their love. Actually, they're giving him their love, and everything already belongs to him. But he does the pastime in the form of plundering. It's more pleasurable than being God and owning everything. So the gopis, headed by Radhika and Lalita, are going past from one side to the other. And Krishna and Madhu Mangal, Subhagata, they pretend to be tax collectors. And they say, you're always going past our Vrindavan, our land, without paying any tax. And now finally we caught you, and now you have to pay the tax. Otherwise we'll approach King Cupid, the king of this area, and he will have to punish you. So the gopis are refusing. So Krishna and the sakas then plunder the butter and yogurt and just start eating it, breaking the pot. So this goes on day after day, and the gopis are wanting to retaliate. So they make a plan that tomorrow we'll pretend we're very innocent and go with our pots of yogurt going from one side of the Sakari Court to the other, and actually will have many hundreds or thousands of gopis hiding in the kunjas and the caves. And then when Krishna Charya is under the yogurt, we'll call all of our friends. So this conspiracy is headed by Lalita Devi, and you'll hear more about her when Srila Gurudev explains about Kuchagan. So under Lalita's direction, all the gopis are carrying their yogurt pots, and Krishna again, with Madhu Mangal and Pulasaka, tried to plunder the yogurt. At that time, they made a signal, and all the gopis who were hiding in the kunjas and caves come out, and five or six gopis grab Krishna and forcibly put on gopi clothing and sari and cover his head with a veil, putting on ornaments on him, bracelets just like a gopi, and then putting the pot of yogurt on his head. Lalita Sati herself takes a rock and throws it at the pot of yogurt, at which time Krishna becomes decorated with all of their yogurt. And other gopis grab Madhu Mangal, Subhasaka, and they tie their sikas to the branches of the trees there, and they slap their faces, and Lalita and Radhika and the other gopis grab Krishna, his face remains swollen, and Krishna is full of anxiety that he's been defeated. But Radhika and the gopis are all very joyful. So who gets the most pleasure out of Krishna being defeated by the gopis? That is Krishna himself. Krishna takes the greatest pleasure in being subservient to his associates, and he becomes the most subservient to Radhika and her associates. Therefore, of all the many names of Krishna, just like there are Gona names and Gopi names, the highest name of all, the most complete name that coincides with the most complete forms of Krishna are Radhakan, Radhanath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, because the highest aspect, most complete aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth is subservience and being defeated and controlled by the love of Srimati Radhika and the gopis. So Sankari 4, which is in Vartana and upon the body of Lord Brahma, who performed austerities at the end of Satya Yuga, to please the Lord. The Lord asked him, Krishna asked him, what benediction can I give you? And he said, I want to witness the pastime of you and Radhika and the gopi and your all associates. So Krishna blessed him just as he blessed Lord Shiva to become Nandeshwara and hold all of Nandagal on his head so that he could always witness the pastime. So Krishna blessed Lord Brahma that Varsana is resting on all of his head. And there we see the Vishnu Parvat and Brahma Parvat. And so Gurudev actually got a grand award several years ago near this place, near Gauri Mandir, for being the Yuga Acharya, and many, many hundreds of Vrijvasis and various organizations honored him with so many garlands and flowers and plaques and speeches because of all the work that he's doing to spread the glory of these holy places all over the world and also renovate all the holy places. So Gurudev is glorified all over the Braj for establishing the glory of Sankari 4 and all the other pastime places.
From there, our pilgrimage did go over one parikram,
Vilasgarh,
Dhangarh,
Vilasgarh or Mangad,
they left God and Mangad, etc.
Radha Krishna ki bahut baatein hain Rajan.
There are so many childhood pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
Morkuti mein Krishna.
In Morkuti, Krishna. Along with Srimati Radhika, they became dressed like a peacock and danced there as a peacock.
Shri's
temple was Radhaji's temple. There, Radha and Krishna have so many pastimes. Pilipokhar, it's a very famous place. One time, Srimati Radhika ji, in Pogan Davastha, she went to Nanda Bhavan. Yashoda mother is loving Radhika ji just like Krishna. With her own hands, she is feeding him. One time, she colored her hands yellow. Means she accepted her as her daughter-in-law. That you will get married to my son. Radha ji became very embarrassed. Before going home, she began to think, what will my parents say? Then there was a pond. She cleaned her hands and that became yellow. That's why it became Pili Pokhar. Pili means yellow. Pokhar means pond. Then she went to home and Unchagaon, you know that it is Lalita ji's village. It is on the Ator mountain, her village. Nearby is Ter Kunj, Kund, where how Krishna gave Radhika ji as charity, then he gave equal to her weight gold to the Brahmin who had come begging to get his daughter married off. Then on Shakigiri Parvat, Shakigiri Mountain, Lalita ji's viva, the marriage ceremony which where took place, is also this place, is also there. They tied the knots of Lalita ji and Krishna and they began to sing marriage songs. There is this shila which is reddish. If you put water on that, rangoli, the vermilion starts coming out from there. The gopis used to slide on that stone playing. And then we went to Surakund. Surakund is making excuse of worshipping the sun god. She is just making excuse to meet Krishna. There Krishna, as a Brahman, as a son of a Brahman, he dresses and comes there. He comes there taking some book with himself. Madhumangal is also with him. Jatila ji says, can you find some Brahman who can come and perform this worship? Then he brought Krishna. Seeing Krishna, she became so astounded. Jatila, that very qualified this boy, he is Brahman, he will make this worship. When Krishna organized this worship, Mitra means Surya or Sakha. Like this, in very astonishing words, he used very double meaning words, he used in prayers, and then Radhika ji gave some, Radhika ji wanted to give some gifts to the Brahman. Then he said, Krishna, I don't accept any gifts. Then Madhumangal became very happy. He said, I will accept all this. Many laddus he took and all these pastimes were performed there. Like this, in Surakund, from Surakund you have come back. Giriraj Govardhan. Much. Translation. What? Push off? Can it be?
Speaker. There was also a group of kids. Krishna danced like peacocks together.
Yeah.
After that, we went to Ganga, where one brother wanted to marry his daughter. He went to Krishna. Krishna gave him Shrimati Radhika. and then he's changed her way to God. Then we went to a street in India. Previously that was a college of Sri Radha Krishna, where they performed many confidential pastimes together. Then we went to Kripukur. Pukur means pond. Srimati Radhika was in her pre-adolescent stage. So Srimati Radhika has as much affection, or Srimati Yashoda has as much affection to Sri Radhika as she does towards Sri Krishna. Then when she saw Srimati Radhika, she became very excited. Oh, she will marry my son. Then in India, on the time of marriage, they brought Kalvi turmeric on the hands of the bride to be. That time, Srimati Radhika was most embarrassed. If I go home and they want to see my yellow hand, what will happen? Therefore, she crossed her hand in that opal, therefore it became known as Kripukur. It means yellow. And the yellow water became yellow. Even today, you can see some yellow color. Then we went to Uchidam, the place of the Rita Devi. There is Dehapun, where again there was a pastime of Krishna telling Srimati Radhika. Then Sakagiri Parvat. So Chakrama is saying that Guru is a Brahman living cruelly, don't know the glory of Srimati Radhika. There is Sakagiri Parvat also. One time Krishna and Lalita were sitting together. Then the Sakis tied their clothes together from behind and began singing marriage songs. Also, that the red paint on the feet of the gopis is still present on that slimy stone. You rub it in a bit of water. Even today, that alpha comes out at that time. And finally, we're in the Sri Kund. Then Shiva sent Srimati Radhika down the excuse of worshipping the sun god. That time, they could not find any Brahman. That time Krishna had disguised himself with in a Brahman's vest, dressed wearing with Madan Mangal with some shastra in his hand. Then Srila became very excited. He seemed a very qualified boy. Therefore, anyhow, they engaged Krishna in the puja. As Krishna was chanting the mantra to sun god is Mitra. So Mitra means sun god. Mitra also means like friend or therefore, Krishna was chanting the mantra. This had some other meaning. Therefore, this was the puja was performed in the most astonishing fashion. Then the Srila was very impressed. She was to give some donation to Krishna. Krishna said, I'm not a greedy person. I'm not that type of Brahmin. Madhu Mangal said, I'm that type of Brahmin. So he took all those titles and was very happy.
Srila Bhagavatam. Okay. Reading. Sometimes Krishna.
Here
Shukadev ji is describing. What has been described here about Pulindi girls, the aboriginal girls, that they are like a successful, that they take the kumkum from the feet of Krishna's lotus feet and they smear it on their face and bodies and they pacify their lust. Even more fortunate are these Sakhas, these Gopkumars. Describing their glories, now they are saying the Gopis, to have their knees or to wander in the forest. Krishna, when he takes countless calves and cows, he goes from his home he blows on his flute and the buffalo horn and collects his friends in one place. And these goat brothers, goat boys also come from their house together with their innumerable calves and cows. And now hundreds and thousands and millions of cows they are. They graze them, they feed them, they milk them. Wander around from one forest to another. There, with flowers, very soft leaves, the flowers of the forest, they decorate Krishna. and they decorate themselves also. Sometimes, just in playing, they steal the, each other's flutes and they start searching for their flutes, and when they see that all my flute is there, now they throw it to somebody else far away. Like this, they are playing together with Krishna. Sometimes, somebody is playing the flute, somebody is pulling a monkey's tail, and also jumping just like monkeys from one tree to another. Some sakha behaves like a frog and jumping like a frog in the forest. Very wonderful pastimes they are performing like this, and Krishna sometimes they make sounds like a bee buzzing sound, sometimes like a heron, they begin to stand on flag, and like this they are playing, totally absorbed. Krishna, when he sees the unprecedented beauty of Krishna, he travels a little distance away from his sakhas, then the sakhas cannot tolerate this separation. They begin to search. And if they see Krishna, I will touch him first. I will touch him first. Like this, they shout and all the children run towards Krishna. And when they touch Krishna, they become so happy. And like this, what kind of fortune these kids have? Brahma Sukhanubhute. The yogis who are Brahmagyanis, that happiness of Brahma which they achieve millions and million times more than that, these kids, human kids, who are just ordinary kids, like ordinary kids, that Krishna is playing with those gopas. Such a Krishna, they catch him, run towards him. The yogis cannot even catch with their minds. Now the sakhas are running towards him and catch him. And they become so blissful, so joyful. They are laughing. Krishna is also laughing with them, enjoying all this. Like this, reading. Are, tell him to give me, he should translate. I could translate, he, Guru is asking him to translate.
So if anyone is successful, their lives are successful. Because seeing a kumkum coming from the bodies of the gopis, seeing it on the footprints of Krishna, now resting upon the ground, they take that kumkum and wipe it upon their face and bodies, thus their calm or their loss is completely dispelled and they become peaceful. But even more glorious than the punitis are the sattas, the friends of Sri Krishna. Shivadev Goswami describes when Krishna comes to the forest for lunch, that time countless thousands upon thousands of boys and calves join him. Coming each from their own home with their own group of calves, they merge together and go to the forest. Some play flutes and some play buffalo horns. The boys also have minutes upon minutes of calves and they move from forest to forest. The cowherd boys decorate Sri Krishna with flowers, soft leaves and other forest paraphernalia, and they also decorate themselves. They play in various ways. Sometimes they steal the food of one boy, and he goes to search and pass to another one. Sometimes the boys grab the tail of the monkey, and the monkey jumps from branch to branch, they swing with the monkey. Some boys imitate the sounds and movements of frogs. Some hum like bees. Some imitate the standing voices, standing position of storks. In this way, they become completely absorbed in happiness. Sometimes when Krishna moves ahead to see the beauty of Vrindavan, the boys learn, aham purvam, aham purvam, I will touch him first. And when they learn and touch Krishna, they become very happy. Therefore, Chitra Goswami says, Vitam Satam Brahma Sukhanda Mukhya Tachaka Satam Maradeva Tena Maya Sukhana Maradeva Tena Satam. Therefore, these boys are even more fortunate than the yogis. The yogis cannot even catch Krishna by their mind. But these boys, considering Sri Krishna to be another father, a normal human like child, they run and touch him. But the yogis cannot touch him even in their meditation.
Reading. Praising the great fortune of the kids, Shukadeva Goswami is saying these words. Like this, the cowherd boys performed their various childhood pastimes, grazing the cows in the forest with Krishna. What kind of pastimes they were? That which can give realization of Brahma, the bliss of Brahma. The saintly persons, what they experience as Brahma Sukh, the bliss of Brahma, they are wandering with that very Brahma. What kind of fortune they have? Who is this Krishna? The sadhu means he is a supremely worshipable for those who are saintly persons or those who are liberated. The personification of bliss and those who are enchanted, enamored by Maya, this Krishna. He seems like the bliss of Brahma for the liberated souls, such as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When you say sadhu, you should understand this, that who is a Brahma Jnani. And he is supremely worshipable for those who are in Dasya Bhav. Such Prabhu is performing different playful pastimes with these boys. You are also supremely fortunate that you are wandering in the pastime places of Sri Krishna. Wherever you have gone, these are all very beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, and it is totally over flooded with dust from that lotus feet of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Barsana, that Sakri Gali, Shriji Kund, Ili Kokar, Uncha Gaon, Surya Kund. It's not simple that you go to these places, it's a matter of great fortune. And ordinary children think him to be a kid. But who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete and full opulences. He's not ordinary. Like this. This Narbalak means, human child means, this child who is dressed up as a youth, as a young boy, decorated so attractively. Or the gopis think that he is our beloved. This is what they think. They don't think of him giving lot of bliss to the gopis. And these kids, they are so fortunate that they are able to perform different playful pastimes with that Krishna, and even increasing the joy of Krishna, and themselves are also finding so much joy. I think we will stop today, and I think you should rest. Tomorrow, it is Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day. Tomorrow is also Ekadashi. Everyone will follow Ekadashi. Do not use any grains. And we will discuss the glories of Gaurakishore Babaji. what relationship he had with our, with my Gurudev, we will describe that also. You please, everybody, listen to this in the morning class. God have a day.
The good fortune of the cowboy in the first month. He's having some Brahma Sukhavan. They're even more fortunate than the yogis who can only realize Krishna in the form of Brahma Yogi Sulukas. The cowboy and Nito, the three cowboys are even more fortunate than those in Jasira, the sadhus, who who realized Krishna the foremost, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kalipoids are even more fortunate than the liberated souls who realized Brahmasukha in personal liberation. But that same Krishna is realized by the bound souls, they see him as the Lord Krishna. Is that the same as Krishna? The Supreme Lord endowed us with sweetness and opulence. We are also so much fortunate that we went to all these pastime places where the Krishna marched the ground of Brahmananda with his bare feet. It is not a matter of total good fortune that today we went to it is not a matter of total good fortune. Definitely, cowboys are greatly fortunate. They do that same Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, to be Nalabhata, like an ordinary boy. That said, Krishna, who is endowed with unlimited opulence and unlimited sweetness, they play with him freely. And the gopis are even more fortunate. They never have the feeling of Bhagavad-buddhi, Swabuddhi, feeling that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Or they feel a feeling of loving Sattvanduva. Like a normal commentary relationship. The gopis performing pastimes with Sri Krishna become ecstatic. Thus performing lilas with him, then they keep happy and they also become happy themselves. Tomorrow the disappearance there, she got him from the Bhakti Maharaj. So tomorrow we will discuss his wonderful character, his relationship with our Padma Gurudev. Also, everyone should take note.
Hare Krishna, কাল একাদশী কাল সকাল 9টার সময় হরিরাম দীক্ষার আয়োজন করা হয়েছে। এই কার্তিক মাসের যে কালকে হরিরাম বা দীক্ষা, এরপরে কার্তিক মাসের কোনো হরিরাম বা দীক্ষা হবে না। পরশু দিনে হবেন হবে। कल श्री नाम हरियाणा दीक्षा की आयोजन किया गया है। जो हरिनाम दीक्षा के लिए इच्छा करते हैं कल 9 बजे तक भजन कीर्तन आ जाए और कल तो हवन होगा, इसके बाद अब इच्छा हरिनाम का कोई इच्छा नहीं है। जो दीक्षा लेने वाले पुरुष भक्तों के लिए माता मुंडन करके आएंगे और जो कोई गुटकर यज्ञवजनी सुपड़ी चाय ये सब नहीं चलेगा। कुछ भक्तों ने बताया था वृंदावन इधर भी आए हैं, उनको मैंने खाते देखा होगा कि सुपारी खा पाएंगे, सब चलेगा नहीं, पहले छोड़े उसके बाद होगा। तो बात ही किया है सुबह तीन चीज है तो 9 AM यूट्यूब फेसबुक भजन छुट्टी। We were one initiation. Tomorrow is the last and final initiation day in Kartik. After tomorrow, no more initiation in Kartik. So for men, you want to want initiation to be in the world. And for ladies, they can step down here, don't have to step in their heads here. So, 9 AM. And later tomorrow, we will step 35. Combine the photo of Shripad Krishna Maharaj and Shripad Varma Maharaj. So please don't delay 9 AM. If it's not okay, I hope you are going to go. So this is the question I tell you. Hare Krishna, I am going to let us now to the Shripad Krishna Maharaj. Hare
Krishna, I am going to let us now to the Shripad Krishna Maharaj. the body is still alive. So much your body can survive.